And we're back.
Look, we've got proof of pleasure.
Oh, can we stop? Wait, what?
To catch
all
up.
No sense.
I mean,
I need sense.
Oh my god. It doesn't mean pleasure. Okay, we're moving on. Guys.
I mean.
We're here.
We are here.
We're here,
hello.
Guys.
Hello.
All right, next. This is horrible, I think. Why do men say they want good girls, but they are attracted to sluts, and girls say they want good guys, but they're attracted to bad boys? Listen, man, the world is the world.
People just want excitement.
Yeah, people just want excitement.
What is it? What's in the streets? And a something in
really?
The
yeah, it's like...
really?
Like, it's like... It's like...
Man.
It's like, was it like
in the streets, but a freak in the sheets?
There, yeah. Those are the words I was looking for.
We're sorry, LV. All right, we're moving on from that one. All right, I don't know what this means, but this is it has the word ghetto in it, so I'm reading it.
Okay.
I'm from the ghetto. Grew up pretty ratchet. My family is ghetto. It is what it is. It is what it is. When I started dating my current fiance, so much of that changed that you wouldn't be able to recognize me as the same person. As we are planning the wedding, he doesn't want my family coming because obviously they aren't the most classy and the arguments are becoming old and annoying. Who's wrong in this? At the very least, we should be able to maybe talk with my family to not behave a certain way. Yeah.
Now, your family is going to be who your family is, and even though you've grown as a person, you just need to accept your family for who they are and invite them. And it's going to be classy, and it's going to be ratchet, but it's your fucking wedding, and
it can be
you
both.
Should just...
No,
yeah.
It cannot. I would say, if I would not date a woman with a ratchet family. I wouldn't do it. That's like... I think he did that because he thought he's like, oh, I can change her, and but I think
and he did.
I think
apparently,
you're trying, I think he's being a bit controlling. I usually don't call guys controlling, but I kind of think this situation you're kind of controlling.
You really do never say that, actually.
Yeah.
I do think it's messed up that he doesn't like your wedding is a big deal. Like I could see like. Have a birthday dinner, just the two of you without your family, whatever it is. But like your wedding, your family needs to be there.
Yeah, if you can't invite your family to the wedding, then you can't invite his either. Just go to the courthouse.
Yeah, but yeah. She doesn't want to invite her family.
No,
he doesn't want her
to. She didn't say whether she wants. I mean, is there an argument?
He doesn't want my family
to
come.
Yeah, yeah.
And it sounds like they're arguing about it.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure she does. Like.
Yeah. So, like...
I don't know anybody who doesn't want their mom... You know what I mean? Like, unless your mom has really, really done you wrong, like, you're not going to want your mom, your dad, your siblings at your wedding?
And the way it read, though, it sounded like she was...
No.
She was in agreement with him.
No, she... They were having arguments about it, so obviously, like, she wants them to be there. Listen, I got to be honest with you, man. Like, if Chelsea's family was ratchet out, I would probably be like him. I ain't gonna lie.
You'd be like, hey, we can get married, but your family can't come?
Actually, no. I would say let's go to the courthouse. Let's not even have a discussion.
That's why if you don't want somebody else's family to meet your family because you're, like, afraid of the way they look, then, like, you got issues.
I think it's more act. Yeah,
Ratchet isn't a.
I didn't
look.
Say look. By look, I meant
like just
look,
yeah.
Like somebody looks at you a certain way because of what you're acting. I don't mean like physical looks.
They've had discussions about it and they're arguing about it. So I mean, I don't know. That's a tough situation because honestly. I think family, like how people are raised, you kind of want to raise your kids like that. Your family, I mean...
He's afraid of judgment by his
family, probably.
Okay, that's fair.
Right?
Fair.
Yeah, he's afraid of what his friends and family are going to think.
Because I'm the same way. Yeah. I would feel a certain way because my family would judge. My family would judge. You know,
but also let him judge. Like, because at the end of the day, what matters?
Why? Wouldn't you let him judge? Why?
What matters is you and your wife at the end of the day. So if your parents think her family's ghetto, let them think her family's ghetto. Because if they've met her and they know that that's not how she acts, and she doesn't like present herself in that way, then like why does it matter? I mean, like I understand the family's a reflection of you to an extent, but how many people come from like this is I guess off topic, but how many people come from abusive households where they don't want to raise their kids that way or. People were raised, you know, people all the time, like, you take the things you don't want and you provide your own family. Like, you make your own family. Like, you don't have to raise your kids that way. So, I mean, I think it's warn your family. Listen, her family's a little ghetto. They're going to turn up. It is what it is.
Or
like,
she with the cousin.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
what are the top
five things that happen at a wedding that you could be like that would raise a scene? What is it like?
Top five?
Top five.
I mean, I know fight three.
Fight is number one.
People having sex in the coat room.
Where's your coat room? I keep hearing about this coat room at weddings. I don't see them.
They don't happen. Coat rooms aren't as big of a thing as they used to be.
Yeah, they still are a thing, though.
They are.
Fancy places where you check your coat.
Mm-hmm.
Having sex with like a bridesmaid, having sex with someone's relative or something like that.
Father of the bride getting super trashed and falling over.
Finding out the father of the father of the bride or the groom is gay now.
Finding out that the bride is already pregnant.
Oh God.
It's a fun game, guys.
No, we're escalating. All right, one more. Jamal, go.
Bridesmaid admits something about banging the husband.
Ooh, that's what I'm saying.
Bridesmaid.
I've heard stories about that.
Bridesmaid is sleeping with her brother.
Ooh, no. The toast talks about how the bride is actually having an affair with the best man.
Or the bridesmaid who is, we can keep going.
Fight's definitely number one.
Yeah.
Like, if your family's ratchet, that's definitely like, oh, fuck, we're going to have to.
So here's the thing.
There's going to be a fight.
They're worried about fighting. They're probably worried about, like, this guy's classy, it's going to be in a nice place, nice clothes, and people typically in the ghetto aren't necessarily rich. So it's like my family's not ghetto, but all of my family members, my cousins, they all got married. People wore jeans. I've already told them, we're going to have a dress code. There's no jeans and there's no tennis shoes. So y'all have like, y'all guys have 2 years to get ready to buy a pair of slacks.
Should I dress up like Iron Man?
No, it's going to be a Nigerian wedding. You have to wear a kufi and all that.
So we should watch... No, I won't say it.
It's going to be...
We got to move on. All right. Is your boyfriend supposed to be your best friend?
No.
I wouldn't... No.
Gross.
You mean to tell me that I'm not your best friend?
Fuck no. Fuck no.
I mean, I think you can be. Like, I would consider
Malcolm, Jamal, Carl. Like, those are, like, really close. I don't believe in best friends... But, like, close friends,
I would consider Charles to be one of my best friends, but I don't think your partner can be your only best friend.
Yeah. They're more than your best friend because you do all the sexy
stuff. It's intimate, yeah. There's, like, a different level of intimacy you have with your partner, even, like, friendship-wise. Like, it's different. But you need other friends.
I mean, I have really close friends, but I also have, like, best friends that I haven't talked to in, like, years.
Yeah. I don't believe in best friends. How is best friends, to me, I feel like
best friends is like somebody that you met when you were younger.
You
connect on like a level. You may not talk for years, but when you see each other again, it's like
I don't think it has to be you met them when you were younger, but I do agree with the after a time not seeing them, when you start talking to them again, it's like no time has passed.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I sent you a couple, Jessica. So you can go, if you want to go ahead and read it, you can.
A couple.
Yeah, I sent you about like
we
three.
We can share a couple?
No.
Ooh,
no.
Shit.
Oh, all right.
Man, it's going in that direction.
I misunderstood.
I'm a pilot, married with two kids, and probably a sex addict. I don't know. I like having sex
that
with...
That came out from nowhere.
It did come out from nowhere.
Go right ahead.
Back. I'm a pilot, married with two kids, and probably a sex addict. I don't know. I like having sex with women on my routes and layovers. Maybe it's the chase, but I love it. When I go home, I'm never intimate with my wife because it's boring. Family life is fun, just not the intimate parts of it. She's never mentioned it, so I'm safe on that end. But as long as my marriage is good, I don't see anything wrong with it. Give me a hell yes, Charles.
What?
you should have seen the faces of both Chelsea. Chelsea and Charles, like, it was funny. Everyone's head was, like,
okay,
down.
Okay, so my thing is, like, whenever guys write in, it's always married men who are just like, hey, man, I'm cheating and I love it. It's always married men.
Give me a high five.
Give me a high five, Charles. Where did that come from? Bro, listen, I can't listen, man. I understand your struggle. I understand that you are...
It doesn't sound like he's struggling.
No!
I understand that you probably... It gets boring with your wife. I mean...
Yeah, but he hasn't been intimate with her for a while, so he doesn't know. Maybe it's not boring anymore.
Also, a snap back in place. All right. I don't know. Listen, man. Married men... We're going to stop reading you guys. We are, man. Like, listen, we have... So, listen, my answer is to listen. Either keep cheating, keep it quiet, or tell your wife and say, hey, let's have a threesome swinger, something like that. I don't know. I agree with you. I agree that being with one person for a long time gets boring as fuck no matter what you fucking do. I agree with you on that. But people don't agree with that in this room. So, I don't know.
I agree with that, but I don't think anything happens by itself. You have to take the initiative. You have to go and, like, grab some sexy shit for your significant other. Or, like, go out and do... There's crazy sex hotels you can go to in Florida.
I don't think that's what they're talking about when they say that they're bored. I don't think that's what it is. I think what the problem is that having sex with the same vagina, that's what I think they're talking about. That's what I think they're talking about. I don't think they're talking about, hey, put on some lingerie. Oh, now I want to have sex. No, it's, hey, I've been having sex with this vagina for so long. I'm so fucking bored with it. I want some new vagina.
I mean, I get it.
That's really what it is. So, listen, man. Nut, man.
All
right,
that's all you got.
That's all you got. All
maybe his wife is cheating while he's gone, and that's why she ain't saying that.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, right. Yeah,
if they're both happy.
Yeah, they're both happy.
If they're both happy and the kids aren't affected, then I guess fucking.
It is what it is.
I
want
to be straight up. My uncle told me like 13 or 14. I remember him telling me about, listen, man, one woman ain't going to make you happy. So you're going to have to be, you know, have you a bunch of women. I'm like, all right.
How's he doing now?
He's dead.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, before that.
Oh, before that.
Yeah.
He got married to this woman, and they looked happy, man. But he got married late. He got married, like, at 48. We, like, died 3 or 4 years later. So.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah. But, I mean, he was happy.
He was happy, man. He was happy, man. He taught me how to kick properly.
Oh, Lord.
All right. Next question. Would ladies date men based solely on potential? Would the ladies date men based solely on potential?
Ladies, go ahead, answer. Solely on potential? Solely on potential.
No.
Yeah. No.
I need more than just potential. I need, like...
What's your plan?
A connection. Yeah. I need you... Like, there's a lot more that goes into that for me.
Okay.
Connection.
Well, okay, what if he's attractive and you guys have a little bit of chemistry... But he's only making $38,000 a year right now. But you see a little potential in him. Would you date him?
Yes. Yes.
You date him?
Yeah.
If I know it, once I see the work ethic and know, because I've been in this situation where potential didn't get us anywhere. So if I see that he's somebody who works hard, is actively working towards his goals and taking moves to better that, yes.
Jessica?
It depends on what I'm looking for I'm dating.
Oh, yeah. Long term, like, yeah, you're long term. Be with this
qualifiers
person.
Qualifiers about to hit the podium.
Yes, I don't know.
No.
I'll say no.
I would give it a shot.
I'm going to say no.
If you got some good dick.
I'm going to say a date. Oh, hello. Good job. What?
We're moving on.
Did you think I had potential?
Oh.
No, I wasn't looking for that when we started dating. I was looking for a fun time. Not a long time.
There you go.
She doesn't look for potential.
She doesn't look for potential. She was for a fun time and babies. Yes. All right.
I mean,
that's a long time.
All right, we're going to go to the next one. I'm going to read your third one. Okay, if you want to read it then.
Whatever.
You look busy. You are multitasking pretty good.
Hello, guys. I'm 19, and I've been friends with my guy friend for maybe 6 years.
Guy friend.
I'm also gay. When we go out, sometimes he treats me very feminine. Like, he'll put his hand on my lower back, guide me to our table, or we'll be at the beach, and he'll put his arm around my waist when we're taking pictures. It just feels like we're more than friends sometimes. He's never mentioned anything about it, and I definitely won't, but I don't know how to take this or how to handle these feelings.
Okay, wait. So
it's a guy?
So it's a guy, and the guy is gay, and his friend is straight, but his friend treats him kind of like a female friend, like feminine. Is that kind
of... Wait, I'm confused. Is it a chick or a guy?
I don't know how to tell.
I don't know either.
It sounds like
it's a guy. I think it's a straight guy.
Yeah, but it could be a gay girl who is getting confused because he's treating her in a way that she's like,
I've been friends with my guy friend for maybe 6 years.
So yeah, that's a woman.
Sounds like a girl.
Yeah.
That's a woman.
I'm also gay. Yeah. Oh, you're saying that the person saying, you're saying I'm also gay
I'm
is a woman.
I'm saying she's gay and is now confused, so she's straight curious.
I'm not going to lie. I think it's a straight male.
It could be.
It's a straight male, and he is like, and the straight male is treating the guy very feminine.
No, man. No, the way that it reads, woman. It's a woman.
Mm-mm.
And she's got a dude that's a friend, and they've been friends for a while, and he knows that she's gay. But they go places, and he treats her very feminine, mm-hmm. like a girlfriend.
This is 100% a guy. Hello, guys. I'm 19. I've been friends with my guy friend. For maybe 6 years. I'm also gay. Why didn't she say lesbian?
Because people don't say that shit.
Yeah.
Okay, when we go out, sometimes he treats me very feminine. Like, he'll be put. I don't know.
She's a butch chick, and he treats her feminine.
In the beginning, I assumed it was a girl, but then towards the end, I felt like it was a guy. Can you rewrite in and let us know more about you?
I want to say, if you are writing things where you're just sort of like not mentioning your gender, but you're expecting us to like answer questions.
Because here's
I think it's a straight guy in a gay.
We're conflicted.
Yeah.
You are a girl. There's nothing wrong with it. That is just a gentleman, and he's treating you how he probably would any other woman.
I think the reason why you guys are thinking it's a girl, because the way it's written.
Because it says my guy friend.
Yeah.
But
that's why.
But why can't a gay guy have a guy friend?
We're not saying that. It's just because they specified guy, so we're assuming that's
the opposite.
So here's the thing. If you are a guy and writing in, then they obviously see you feminine. And if you feel like they're maybe flirting with you and coming onto it, make a move and see what happens.
Listen, whatever gender you are, I think you guys should bang.
No. Well,
because here's my thing. If it's a girl, I think there's nothing wrong with it. Because I think that's a polite way for a
lot
of
people. That's why I'm saying it's not a girl. So if you're a guy, then there's no problem with this.
They see you feminine, and there could still be. You're
a gay girl, and you have a very, like, buddy-buddy relationship with your guy friend, right? And then he's doing things where it's making you feel a lot more girly. That can be confusing. I can understand why they would be writing in being like, hey, what, like, I feel like we're more than friends sometimes, and it's confusing to me because I'm gay.
I think this is a guy the more we read this.
Definitely a guy.
You're not going to change my mind. You're not going to change my mind.
Okay, so give advice as if it was a girl then. Give your advice.
Makes no sense if it's a girl.
If you are female and you think you might be attracted to him, then make a move. But if you just are kind of questioning, hey, does he have a thing for me, then just chalk it off as him being a gentleman. Don't look further into
it. That's what I'm saying. I'm sorry I keep harping on this, but this is why I say it's a guy. Because if it's a girl, it just doesn't seem like there's no conflict here. Yeah. Like, why are you writing in for that?
Well, because she's attracted to him.
Yeah, and she's gay. And she's conflicted.
All right, man.
We need more information if you want a better answer.
I think you're a guy, and it's totally okay.
You need an accountability buddy.
If you are a guy, maybe, I don't know, he's really comfortable with you, and
it's not a guy.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter what we think. If you are a guy, one set of answers. If you're a girl, a second set of answers. If you'd like us to know whether you're a guy or a girl,
you're making us fight. We gotta move on.
You're the cause of this dysfunctional relationship.
All right, the next one is, my husband was murdered 2 years ago.
I'm sorry.
And still till this day, think about him. I love him and miss him. I recently started dating someone. It's been a little over 6 months, and I really care for him. But my mind feels like I'm doing something wrong for dating someone after the murder of my husband. How do I deal with this conflict?
Oof. That's a very normal feeling.
Yeah.
There's no amount of time where grief is going to just disappear, and there's nothing wrong with how you feel.
I was watching this documentary where this couple, where their two kids were kidnapped from their home, and they didn't find these kids. It was like 20 years. They didn't find the bodies or anything like that. And I remember the woman saying that, like, she'd be at dinner talking with her friends and eating dinner and just laughing. And then in the back of her mind saying, oh my gosh, should I be laughing right now? Where's my daughter? Where's my son? So that makes a lot of sense. Like, I don't know what it's called, but and I don't know what you're going through. But yeah, I get that. Like, you know, that might be wrong. I don't have an answer for you on this. I'm going to be
like, I personally feel like when you lose close people to you, you never really lose them. You have the memories and the experiences, and you should enjoy the times that you had with them. So it's very natural to feel like maybe you're not ready, but you also need to treat yourself. Like, if you're enjoying your time with this other person, you should nurture those feelings and just go with it.
Like, it's not wrong of you to think about your husband. You married this man, you were life partners, and it's not like you guys split up and decided to not be together. Like, he was murdered and taken from you very unfairly. So it's not like you ever pictured your life with another person. So as much as you like this man, there's nothing wrong about you thinking about your husband.
I do understand I understand that what you're feeling, that you could,
like, nobody's gonna replace him. That's the person you thought you'd be with forever. So as long as the man you're currently dating understands that grief and he's willing to to help you through that. And, you know, and he's not like, oh, why are you thinking of him? Blah, blah, blah. Like, as long as this new partner is supportive of you, there's nothing wrong.
Yeah. This is side note. I'm like, if she wanted to go to his cemetery, every year and put flowers or change out the flowers or every year on his birthday, say something special, like that shouldn't be weird to her new partner.
Yeah, right? No, it shouldn't be weird at all.
My cousin lost her husband 2 years ago, and she's been dating someone for about a year now. And their situation's unique because his wife also died a few years prior. Jeez. So, like, they've both experienced loss. They found this relationship, so they have an understanding of, we both lost our partner, we're always going to love them, you know. But, like, she's in a very happy, healthy relationship and still goes. He goes with her to his grave, and he helps her with their kids, and, like... It's a unique situation you're in, but your feelings are normal, so please don't feel guilty for it.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys, we have three more. Actually, we might have one more, four more, because I sent Jessica one. But, quick one. Is beauty really in the eye of the beholder?
Yes.
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 Mm-hmm.
It has to be.
Yeah,
for sure.
I'm waiting for Jamal. I think Mean Jamal counts more than in the group, to be honest with you on that.
I mean, yeah.
I think it does,
yeah.
too. Yeah.
Because,
unfortunately.
Because, I mean, you could show a picture to a bunch of people and be like, hey, what do you think of this chick? Everybody, you know, will have their opinion, but some people might find certain people more attractive than others.
Side note, when we were at Carl's house, I don't know if you remember, but I showed a picture of this one girl, and I was like, oh, this girl's so hideous. Right? I was like, this girl's so hideous. And I remember Carl being like, no, she's like a 4 or 5. And I'm just like, no, like she's like a -3. And he was like, jeez. No, she's like a 4.
-3?
I think some people were like, no, she's a 3. Like, no, she's a 5. Some people were like off and on with this. So that's why I think, like, yeah, I think beauty is in the eye of the beholder, because some people think differently. Now, I will say that most guys have a universal understanding of what attractiveness is, but then there's like average girls who are kind of like, well, you know, we can throw a toss up there here and there.
No, I agree. I think there's like a, you know, like, because I feel the same way too. Like, it's, I know if I look at like a man, like, yeah, you're attractive, but you're not like my attractive.
That's mean.
I'm very mean like that sometimes.
I feel like that's like a cop out. That's like you're attractive, but not for me.
No, yeah. I mean,
everybody has their own type.
Type,
feeling,
yeah.
Right.
Yes,
everybody's attracted
true.
To certain things.
Yeah.
If you don't got a fat ass, like, why am I talking to you? You know what I mean? Like, you drop down 3 points. You know?
That's why she's negative. All right. We aren't dating anymore, but I was dating a woman for 6 months. I was out at the hanging. I was
the hanging.
Sorry.
Why? Why in the Mississippi is this?
Wait, what did I send you?
Wait a second. Where is this lynch you?
Oh! Reread what
you
said.
That's a typo.
Yeah, that's a typo on you. It says
out at the hanging with coworkers.
I was out. Don't say that.
Listen, spell check your shit.
We're two more races.
All right, go ahead.
I'm sorry. All right.
So everybody was out at the hanging. Which apparently still happens in some states.
I was out at the rally.
All right. We aren't dating anymore, but I was dating a woman for 6 months. I was hanging out with coworkers after work, and this woman approached me. We talked. I'm sorry.
No, it was funny.
It was shocking.
What in the white mob is this?
Yeah, for real. Was BLM
when we need you. What kind of listeners?
Oh, shit. Okay, I'll read it. I'll read it. All right, give it to her.
I was hanging out with coworkers after work, and this woman approached me. We talked, we laughed. She asked for my...
Come on.
Okay. She asked for my number. I said, sure. The next day, the girl I was dating says that was her friend, and she was testing me. Fellas, is it okay for women to play these types of games?
Fuck no.
It is not okay.
To be clear, there was a guy, his girlfriend sent her friend to holler at him.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Yep.
But yeah. He gave the girl his number, so why should he be mad? I mean, I'm not saying it's right, but also, why is he not wrong?
I mean, they're both wrong.
I think so. So I do want to say this. Sometimes. So for one thing, maybe he could have got the number just to you know, be nice. Because I don't want to hear that. Because women will give out fake numbers or their number just to you know, move a guy along. Maybe he was doing it just so he'd be nice. Okay. The second thing is, right, most guys don't get the opportunity to have girls walk up to them. So you're giving him an option. So when you give him an option, he might take up that option. Was he wrong? Maybe, but I don't think it's a good way to test your man.
I do think it's wrong to purposely test or trick men, like anybody, men or women. That's just kind of sneaky. If you don't trust them, build trust with them, you know, figure out a way to do that. But also, were you guys even like exclusive? Like, it's not even sounding like they're like boyfriend, girlfriend. Like, it kind of sounds like they've been dating all a little while. They're seeing each other. Like, if you guys aren't like exclusive and saying, hey, I don't want you seeing other people, I'm not going to see other people, then you really didn't do anything wrong.
But regardless,
she did a bad thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's not right that she tricked you. That's fucked up.
No, yeah. And then the fact is, like, with that, in that, that question, was it like did they like just broke up after 6 months, or were they still together?
Well,
when
they're
happened?
Not dating now. I guess that's what you meant.
Yeah.
Did he call her, or did he just get?
He just
the
got her number.
No, she sent her friend and was like, "Hey, go flirt, see what happens." And then her friend went back and was like, "Oh, he flirted.
Yeah.
Here's his number. He wants to talk to me," and she's all pissed about it now.
Yeah, but that sounds like an ego boost too. Oh, I still got it. I got some chick's number, and
that's what I'm saying.
You don't do anything with it.
Yeah, like Chelsea. If we were out and like I was talking to some girl and she gave me her number. You know what I mean? Like, I might take it just to move it along.
You
shouldn't
have been talking to a girl that long. There's no reason for you to talk to a girl that
long.
Why
not?
Because you have me.
But you can talk. So if it's a guy, I can't talk to the guy.
I'm not having conversations alone with people in bars.
I think
that
it's
looks
different.
Like
for,
it's
again, I think men and women, when it comes to that, it's completely different. But
I think when you're in a relationship,
I can talk to people in public.
At a bar where people are looking to meet other single people,
think, is that what we do at bars?
I'm just saying they've done studies, and majority of people misinterpret friendliness for flirting.
Thank you. Oh God, thank you. People
can't tell
exactly
when someone's flirting or when someone's
exactly
flirting.
Especially men. Men cannot do men. Because men don't get the opportunity, unless you're like a celebrity, men don't get the opportunity to have women just randomly talk to them and flirt with them. That's not a thing. As much as you women think it might be.
So if I'm out with my friends and I'm like, hey, listen, how's it different? If I'm like, we're all out at a bar, a guy's talking to us, I'm like, babe, this guy tried to give me his number. You're going to be like, why the fuck did he feel like he could do that?
No, because guys are walking up to women on a daily fucking basis. Women are not walking up to men on a daily fucking basis.
They should,
but they're not. So if you are a girl going to a bar, you should know that a man's going to walk up and start talking to you. In both scenarios, no woman is walking up to a man and talking to that dude.
Also,
it's not
just
happening.
Because you get a number doesn't mean that you're trying to fucking cheat. It just means...
So, if you're in a relationship and someone hands you their number, you're not going to say, hey, sorry, I have a wife. You're just going to take it because they stroked your ego?
No, I'm going to say, hey, listen, I'm married, but I mean, I'll take your number. We could be friends.
No, because that person doesn't want to be your friend.
All right. Mm. Then they won't respond to that number.
I thought men and women could be friends.
You don't think that. I think you guys are full of shit right now.
No,
the girl was wrong. She shouldn't have tricked you. End of story.
Yeah, so wait. You agree with us, but you're still fighting.
No,
yeah,
exactly. I think the girl shouldn't trick him and to try to see what happens.
And you think he's in the wrong because he got a number.
No. I'm saying I think it's wrong if you two want to be out at a bar and think it's okay if a girl comes up to talk to you because your ego's getting stroked and you think you could take her number. So just back to the guy's question though. So I'm in like some weird girl groups on Facebook and I see women post all the time. Hey, I need someone to message my man. I want to see if my man's flirting or cheating. Any takers on messaging him, blah, blah, blah. There'll be 50 girls. Ooh, I will. I was reading this post, right? And one girl commented, because I was telling him one day, I was like, this is messed up. Why do people want to do this? One girl commented and was like, if you feel the need to trick your man, like, maybe there's bigger problems and you shouldn't be having random women on social media try to flirt with him. And the way these girls came after her and was like, how fucking dare you? We're protecting women, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, all I'm saying is this is shady. Like, don't do it. This is messed up. Like, you're being shady to catch him being shady and the whole thing's messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah. The way these women were coming at her was wild. And I think the whole thing's fucked
up. I don't know how I got into the male version of it. But I don't know.
It was a male version.
Yeah. I don't know how I got into it.
Are you guys on the same fucking message board?
I don't know how I got into it.
Two different genders.
I think what happened, I might have joined the group thinking it was something else. But it's like, it's the same thing where men are like, this dude posted a picture of a girl and said, hey, this girl stood me up. If you ever see her name is so-and-so, don't ever go on a date with her. What's up, guys? It's the Awkward Dreadhead. Okay, I want you guys to check out the clothing line, Awkward Dread Threads. Okay, we got a bunch of nice clothing. We got our winter edition out right now. So check it out. We got a bunch of cool stuff. A bunch of it is custom made. If you want some other custom made stuff, you can definitely email us. Okay? Now back to the podcast.
Like, put his records up and was like, be careful. He has all these different profiles, all these different names. He's been known to, like, drug people.
Yeah. See, that's all like, right.
Sure.
I don't know what's all right. Because we're going off of one person. We don't even know.
She posted his police records.
Oh, police records? Oh.
And, like, here's his different profiles and different names. And
they had, there was a Netflix thing about some dude that was doing that. What was it? The Tinder swindler.
Yo,
he was cashing in.
Any guy who can pull off stuff like that, I'm sorry, man. Like, he's kind of a hero.
Oh,
like,
oh,
I mean,
boy.
It's not easy to do that type of shit.
Like, he was millions of dollars. He was cashing in millions of dollars. And he was, like, renting private jets and just having other women pay for... Oh, my God. He's a little bit of a hero.
Yeah, he's a hero. All right, we got one more question, guys.
One more question.
All right. Actually, this was the question that I asked you at the anniversary party.
Okay.
Let's say you have sex with a guy twice. Couple days later, you ask him what he's up to, and he says, throwing a party at my house with a bunch of my friends, and he doesn't really invite you. How should I take that? Now, she already answered. I kind of want Bianca to answer first, and then we can come back to say, hey, Jessica, what did you say? Go ahead, Bianca.
So if...
So let's say me and you were dating.
Let's say you're
dating someone. Yeah. He calls. He's throwing a party. You've had sex with him twice.
Okay.
And he's called. That's good. Now I think about it. Yeah, you're right. We shouldn't say that. He has sex with you twice, and then a couple days later, you ask him what he's doing. He says throwing a party at his house with a bunch of his friends, but he doesn't invite you. Are you upset about that? Do you have a right to be upset with that?
I
don't know how long this person has been together.
Yeah. I wouldn't if it's just twice. Because I'm just thinking, like, if we're doing it twice, maybe it's just, like, maybe, like, a few weeks or a month or something like that.
Yeah, maybe
I don't know. So, like, I don't necessarily know you like that. So, it's, like, it's okay. But, like, let's say if we've been, like, dating for, like, 6 months or a year. And then you're just, like, oh, I'm, you know, posting this party, you know, with my friends. And I don't get invited. I'm, like, hey.
About 3 months. Are you upset? Yeah, you are.
No.
I feel like you are. 4 months.
Maybe six. If it's six,
okay,
yeah.
Chelsea.
I don't think it's a time frame thing. I think it's this relationship sounds very casual, and you don't have a right to be upset because men don't always think of their sex partners as friends.
You just made her a thought.
No, I'm not saying that. It's a reality of like she might be emotionally attached, and this man's like, this is a chick I'm having sex with. It's not that he doesn't think you're cool. It's not that he doesn't want to hang out with you. It's not even that he doesn't want to date you. It's that you guys haven't built that much of a friendship. And he's having a party with his friends. That's his
business.
Yeah. Say, hey, that sounds fun. Maybe he'll invite you. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. You weren't invited, so.
All right. Jessica, what was your answer?
What was my answer? I think
you're mad.
No.
I mean, say you can be upset, but you can't be mad.
Yes, I would
be
annoyed.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I would be annoyed.
Right? You could be annoyed, like, why isn't he introducing me to his friends? But you can't be mad at him and, like, hold that against him.
No.
Right? Especially if you've done it twice, maybe you haven't met them yet.
You know what? You know what's funny? The girls talk, like how y'all talk on the podcast is not reality when men are dating, because 100% you would be upset with him and you would probably hold that against him. I'm not saying you personally. I'm just saying that I feel like a woman would 100% hold that shit against that guy.
Having
no.
sex twice?
Yeah, no.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, but who's hitting who up? You guys had sex twice. And then you hit him up, which means that you are thinking of him and you're like, hey, I want to hang out with him tonight. And he's like, oh, I'm having a party with my friends.
But also, isn't telling you that he's having a party kind of an invitation?
No. Whatsoever.
Him having a party, you should come through, a bunch of people.
It could also be a mind game. It could also be a mind game thing. I mean, that's something that I feel like I would do. To fuck with a female's head.
Why?
Because the thing about it, the I think female, and this is my personal opinion, but I think females really want to, if they like you, they really want to get to know you. They want to get to know the people around you.
Yeah.
And if you're someone who's always hanging out with their friends, you seems like you have a bunch of friends, you have a network of people, that woman is engaged by that and wants to be around
that. So were you like, I'm having a party with a bunch of friends, you're waiting for her to say, hey, can I come over? With that type of mind game?
Yeah.
I mean, because
it sounds like she's like, ugh, he didn't invite me. But like, if Jamal was like, hey, yeah, I'm having a party, a bunch of friends are coming over, I'd be like, cool, can I come?
I think.
Should
okay,
I swing
so
by?
Maybe. Oh, you would. Oh, so I'm sorry. You're saying you would ask.
I feel like you opened that door for me to ask if I should.
Well, you ask a question. You ask, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, but if you don't want me there, you're just, oh, I'm nothing, just chilling. I'm doing something.
I'm busy tonight. Yeah.
I'm busy.
Because you could have said,
right?
Oh, that sounds fun.
Anything except for I'm having a party with friends.
I say I'm busy. You say, what you up to? What are you doing?
I'm busy. I wouldn't move it on. I'm busy. Okay, you're busy.
This is where experience with women, I think, comes into play. Because 100%, if I told a woman, I'm busy doing something. Oh, well, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just busy. Oh, why is he being secretive? This is 100% experience with women.
I just,
this is what women would do.
don't see why people beat around the bush. If you should have been like, oh, that sounds cool. I was going to see if you wanted to hang out tonight. Then that's his invitation to invite you or just say, oh, not tonight. Maybe whatever.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to hang out, say that.
I mean, if he wanted to invite you, he would have invited you a long time ago. Not the day of.
Not if he's thinking with his dick all the time and not with his brain.
If he's thinking with his dick, he doesn't want
maybe,
who knows?
I just think having sex two times is way too
soon.
Yeah, like it cannot be that serious.
I think that
it's, when girls have sex with a guy, it's kind of like it's kind of like, you know, a lot of times it's gonna be like,
oh, well, here's what I said. I said if they define the relationship or not, right? Like if you've had sex two times and you've already had that like talk, like, hey, we're having sex, I want to meet your friends, we're in a relationship, and then he didn't invite you to the party, then I'd be mad. But if you've just, like, gone into it casually, and having sex, no strings attached, you can't be mad.
Yeah, I just think two times is too early to be mad. Now, would I be annoyed? Yes. Would I be like, damn, I want to go? Like, why isn't he inviting me? But I'm not going to tell him that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let him know that I'm annoyed. I'm not going to act weird.
It's a game.
It's not the game.
It's weird because here's the thing. I would want attention. I'd be like, damn, he doesn't want me there. Like, I would be like, dang, I want to hang out. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
But I'm not going to be mad and petty and be like upset about it because in reality.
Even if you say, I'm not going to be mad. I'm not going to show him that I'm mad or whatever. You're going to be mad. Like you're going to be like, wait, what the fuck? Why didn't he invite me? If you like him, that's what's going to happen.
Fair, I guess. Depends
like
on
that.
Why wouldn't you show him you're mad?
Exactly. Or maybe not even mad. Just like, well,
annoying.
You know,
yeah.
You want me to come? Like, I have to hang out with you.
And what's the downside? Yeah. What's the downside of hiding that you're mad?
Because you look clingy.
You don't want them to have the power.
Yeah, you like letting them know you'll come off like clingy. Because the guy's probably like, we just met. Like, I'm having a party. That party could have been planned a month ago before
he
met you. You know what I mean?
And
you don't know what it is.
But again, if he wanted you there, you would have been invited a long time ago. We've had events and like, you know, I didn't want the person there, so I didn't tell them anything about it. You know what I mean? So, like, that's just kind of how it is. I think if a guy wants you there, he'll probably invite you. You guys want to do one more?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do one more, and then we'll close up for tonight.
Is that a good one?
It doesn't
seem like a good one.
I don't know if it's a troll, but you know what? Let me just ask it. I'm friends with this woman whose husband died. I was wondering how long I had to wait to ask her out.
Wait,
I don't know if it's a troll.
Wait, is it the person?
No.
That we
no,
were?
It's not. No, no.
But
that
the
would
other
be
side?
That would be horrible.
Do they listen to the podcast together?
Uh-oh.
I don't know if it's a troll, but like, you should never ask him out.
Yeah.
No, you should never ask him out. If you're friends with someone who's... If I died in Germany... If I died and Jamal asked you out, that's...
Listen, I'm just taking care of your woman for you. you want her to be taken care of.
You're right.
Who better?
Yeah, you're right.
If Charles dies, we're sister wives.
Right.
That means if he dies, we have to take on Jessica.
Fuck.
Yeah.
You just made this agreement. This is you guys.
Finally, it's been on set on air.
But she's not going to go to the store and get stuff.
I like to go to the store.
She goes to the store.
Yeah.
But how much stuff are you going to... Are you going to get my apple? You know, never mind. You know what?
I'm not leaving. I'm still going to buy you a couple of
shoes. Oh, okay. I thought like we were swapping or something.
Oh,
like,
it's not my swap. It's dead husband.
Okay, listen.
Apple juice.
You cannot bring up dating until she is prepared to date because you don't even know how she feels about you.
No.
You can't. But I'm saying don't bring up dating until she mentions that she's ready to date.
No, that's a horrible thing. You're going to sit there and just like wait until she... No, that's fucking creepy.
No,
so how long
did
you answer?
It just feels like he's been sitting around waiting for her husband to die.
Yes! Yes, it's right. Not good. It's not good. Whether it's a troll or not, like let's just assume it's not a troll. You're kind of a bad person, just sitting around waiting to ask out someone whose husband died.
The thing is that
10 years, I don't care.
Oftentimes, like, and there's like movies about this shit, right? Like somebody's husband goes off to war and then like dies, and then they get together with like the brother or something.
Yeah.
These relationships form and develop, you like. Naturally, right? Because both people are dealing with like grief, or both people are dealing with like whatever, or you know, it's a relationship that just starts and forms and continues.
Would you not think it's a vulnerable position?
I think she is in a vulnerable position,
yep.
And I think you shouldn't prey on her.
Yep.
And I think that you are counting down the days so that you can feel like a good person when
yep.
you're not.
Yep. It's
you know, honestly,
wrong.
Now that you think, now that I think about it, yeah, it sounds very
wrong.
Creepy.
Yes.
Very, very creepy.
Oh my God, Terrifier 2
that
was out.
That looks creepy.
Yo, I've been looking at that thing going across the street, screen
for
like
an
hour.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's real fucking weird.
Terrifier 2?
Thank you
just
so
picture.
Much for tuning in.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, sir. Thank you so much for tuning in. Guys.
Say goodbye.
We are doing... There
oh
we go.
My God!
There it goes. Dude, I'm gonna have a recording of your kid. Oh, that's awesome. Man.
I can't wait till he's old enough to do the what's up, guys?
Yes. Alright, guys, thank you so much. Have a good one. Bye.
Later.
Bye.